Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We got to move quickly because we're going to give our reaction to Matt Rhule's rather lengthy but very informative and interesting press conference. The Adam Carriker Show, powered by 93.7 The Ticket and the Carriker Chronicles. One final thought on Alabama. All right, their first three games, they gave up an average of 8.7 points per game. Their last two, 37 points per game. Total yards, the first two games, 248. The last two games, 469 yards per game they're allowing. Pass yards per game, 115. The last two games, 345. Literally triple the pass yards. Third downs, their opponents were 8 of 50. Oh, good Lord. That's 16% conversion rate. Oh, well, don't worry. The last couple of games, last two games, 15 to 33, which is still under 50%, but it vastly improved. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to Matt Rhule's press conference. I'm going to try to find the highlights here. Talked about how they just did a normal Monday practice and will practice Tuesday through Thursday, then be off through Sunday. By the way, that's pretty normal for a bye week. Atypical, you want to get that work in, you want to grind, you want to get better, and then you want to rest up, heal, and come back rejuvenated for the following game. Happy with the turnover margin so far this year, okay? He wants to be more physical. Being a physical team is it's a work in progress. I was trying to find a different way to put it because that's how it's always put, but I'm going to put it that way too because I couldn't think of anything different. But it's a work in progress. The defense is better than the offense. When you think about, I mean, teams are averaging under 2.5 yards per carry versus our defense. That starts up front. The tackling has been a lot better the past couple games. The defense has been way more physical than the ability to run the ball, so hence the offensive side of the ball to work in progress, okay? Culture of execution in terms of penalties, would like to see that improve, especially pre-snap penalties, personal fouls, and the like. Special teams is the tale of two things. Punts landing inside the 10, fake a punt, stop a fake, but giving up block kicks and punts. Now, that's right, we did convert a fake punt in all fairness. All right? And we did, hold on, what do you say? Yeah, we pinned them inside their 10 a couple of times. There are some positives. How dare you speak so ill of special teams, Adam? I was looking at Jake, but it was me. He smiled. No. We got a long way to go. We do got to point out the things they do well, all right, to keep a balanced perspective on this. But the special teams has got to get better. You can't remind me of middle school teams I've coached if you're Nebraska on special teams. It's not good enough. All right, James Williams impacted the game against Rutgers after the tough decision to redshirt him last year. Like, the story is phenomenal. Basically just tried out, made the team. He's the guy that's gone through some stuff in his personal life. Again, don't know a lot about that. Would like to learn more about his story, and comes out and makes huge plays in a big time situation where we needed the win versus Rutgers. And then it's highly emotional afterwards because it means that much to him. All right. On the block punt, Isaac Gifford blocked the wrong guy on the first block punt. It's interesting because most coaches would just say we blocked the wrong guy. It's very interesting to me that he said Isaac Gifford's name. I'll be honest with you. My three favorite players on the team, and I've talked about John Bullock and Ty Robinson, but my three favorite players on the team also include Isaac Gifford. Like, I love that dude. All right. So I think that hits home with me because I'm like, oh, man, don't say his name. It is a little bit different. Do you feel it's different with NIL and players making, like when I played, we were just purely seen as kids. Okay, let's take the whole age and COVID season out of it. Just the fact that they're getting paid, some of them, a lot of money. Does that kind of view how you talk about players and whether you say a name or you just say, we blocked the wrong guy? Jake?
I think a little bit. I also know that Coach Rhule likes to, you know, challenge certain guys and Gift being a senior team leader, some sort, you know, that sort of thing. I think, you know, maybe that makes it a little bit more easy to call him up specifically.
I think that's a fair point. If you're talking about a freshman, maybe not so much. You know what I mean? That's a really fair point. Different ways to motivate different guys. All right, one of the best things Rule has ever seen is Brian Bucini struggling through pain but getting throws in during halftime in advance of the fake punt. Also, he had 260-plus yard punts. He buried Rutgers inside their 10 twice. Oh, and he has 100% completion percentage on the year. One for one, and it was actually a beautifully thrown fake punt pass. Worked very, very, very well. All right, fake punt was a call and not a decision by the team in the moment. Like Rule talked about after the game, Rutgers brings 10 guys a lot of the time on their punt block team or their punt return team. They're an aggressive team. They like to block punts. Almost reminds me of Beamer Ball at Va Tech, Frank Beamer back in the days. Well, if you're bringing like 10 guys, you got two gunners out there. That means one of them's wide open. And actually, before I started our show, Vershawn Jackson and Terrell Farley mentioned, well, why didn't they bring the protection down when they blocked the punt? And my question was, well, who was on the gunner? Why didn't we throw it to him to begin with to start the game? Because he's obviously wide open if the DB's coming down to block the punt. Brian Bucini said, challenge accepted. All right, let's see what we got next here. He's proud of the work and the growth by the team through the first half of the season. It's rare for Rule to have the team with two tackling days during the week of a normal week of practice heading into Rutgers, something they did last week when they were going to play the Scarlet Knights. Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. We had to tackle. Whether we beat Rutgers or not, and there was a lot of things to factor into a regular football game, but Rutgers in particular, they tried to win by passing the ball. Their quarterback completed about 40% of his passes and had a 2-to-1 interception to touchdown ratio. Talking about Rutgers quarterback. They're not going to win passing the ball. They have to run the ball. So I love that he spent extra time on tackling last week. It clearly paid off. All right, Terrence Knight, the D-line coach, has done a good job of building a room of camaraderie. When you see the picture after the game, let me know when we got like 2 minutes left, Jake. When you see the picture after the game of him hugging James Williams, like I said, that wasn't a typical bro hug. Like you, like when you see one of your guys, like the bro hug, you know, the half hand hug, handshake and half man hug, the bro hug. This wasn't a player to coach hug. These two have a special bond between the two of them. You could see it, and it meant a lot. All right, last couple of thoughts here. Heinrich Harburg needs to play more. The challenge in getting Harburg in more and getting in the ball is having so many talented players on offense. That's been my thought all year. Like, I would love Harburg to be in the game more. But who are you going to take out? You're going to take out Isaiah? Jamal? You're going to put him at tight end over Thomas? Barkisher? Running back? If you put him in, the guy needs to be on the field. But how do you do it? I mean, I don't know how you do it. I also don't know how you don't do it. The stress that it puts on a defense for a potential trick play is crazy. Matt Rule made a lot of good points. Got to improve physicality. Got to find out a way to maximize your weapons. Loves what James Williams has done with Terrence Knight and is building in that D-line room. The D-line is playing much improved football ever since the Illinois game. They got punched in the mouth, and instead of laying on the mat, they got back up, and they're punching back, and they're hitting harder than the opponent right now. All right, until next time, Husker Nation, I'll see you fine folks tomorrow. Go Big Red and always remember to throw the ball.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.